It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, November 19th, 2014. Standing beneath this serene sky, overlooking these broad fields now reposing from the labors of the waning year, the mighty Alleghenies dimly towering before us, the graves of our brethren beneath our feet, it is with hesitation that I raise my poor voice to break the eloquent silence of God and nature. But the duty to which you have called me must be performed. Grant me, I pray you, your indulgence and your sympathy. Those are the words that the committee who arranged the program for the dedication of the new National Cemetery on the site of the Battle of Gettysburg on November 19, 1863, intended for posterity to remember as the opening lines of the Gettysburg Address. They were spoken, magnificently no doubt, by Edward Everett of Massachusetts, statesman, scholar and educator, and the foremost orator of his day. He had been selected to give the principal speech for the occasion. It would last upwards of 2 hours and would be framed by prayers and solemn musical selections. Almost as an afterthought, the President of the United States was invited to be present and make a few appropriate remarks. When Abraham Lincoln boarded the train in Washington for the short trip to Gettysburg, he felt dizzy and feverish and had a severe headache. His secretaries and others who traveled with him observed that he looked terrible as he delivered his remarks. Wasting little time afterward, he boarded the train for Washington, and when he reached the White House, he went straight to bed. It would be determined a short time later that Lincoln was indeed ill, suffering from a mild case of smallpox. His few appropriate remarks consisted of just 10 sentences, 272 words. It was carefully and magnificently composed, despite the fiction that it was written in haste on the train on the back of an envelope. Interrupted by applause 5 times, it was well received by those who could hear it in the audience of 15,000. Words mattered to Lincoln. In the speech, he said, "The world will little note nor long remember what we say here." Some have taken that to mean that he did not believe that his few appropriate remarks were of much consequence, but that is not the case. He knew exactly how important his words were that day. It is also worth noting that Lincoln composed his speech without the aid of speechwriters or advisers. As Fred Kaplan recently observed in Lincoln the Writer, he is distinguished from every other president, with the exception of Jefferson, in that we can be certain that he wrote every word to which his name is attached. Words were supremely important to Lincoln, their meanings, their rhythms, their effects. On February 11, 1859, 2 years before he became president, Lincoln delivered a lecture to the Phi Alpha Society of Illinois College, and he had this to say about writing. "The art of communicating thoughts to the mind through the eye is the great invention of the world, very great, in enabling us to converse with the dead, the absent, and the unborn, at all distances of time and of space. To it we owe everything that distinguishes us from savages. Take it from us, and the Bible, all history, all science, all government, all commerce, and nearly all social intercourse go with it." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 19th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.